very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang, Amshweni Molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 30-year-old on this side of the equator. Nango 2021, I'm still the guy you can trust in your hour of need. I do not have the pleasure to do this alone. I do this with the ever beautiful, ever shining. She's on a bucket hat steez today. So yeah. Oskomi.
Hello, Mlu.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm still in that bucket hat after the show, just so you know. Just so you know. Are you good?
I'm good.
I'm fantastic. I hope everybody is well rested once again. We're ready to go for the new year, resolutions, and all those bucket list things. I hope that everybody is tuned to them and hope that you're going to conquer despite the pandemic this 2021. You hope that you're also going to still interact with us. We're going to share all our social media platforms once again at the end of the show. Oskomi, today we're talking about a very interesting conversation, my friend. What are we talking about?
Today, we are talking about friends with benefits.
Hi, friend.
Hello, friend. Yeah, the only benefit you're going to get out of this friendship is free lunches. Okay, so don't get excited.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Don't worry. You're like my sister from another brother, from another mother. We're talking about friends with benefits. Essentially, we're talking about people who have the nerve and the audacity and the bravery to have open relationships. Mm-hmm. COVID has brought about very different complexities to the norm as far as relationships is concerned. So people have then decided, Uguti, let me tell you a story about this analogy because it's perfect.
Okay, let's hear it.
Just listen. So, you know a Drifut, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know those people, poiki, kos, cooking, those people who cook with those beautiful black pots, that traditional pots that you put in the...
On the open fire.
On the fire. Yes. And so my grandmother had one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, the other leg broke.
Ah, tricky.
So we tried everything. I mean, we tried putting a stone, we tried putting a stick to...
Yeah.
It never worked. So then it made sense, Khore, a Drifut can only be a Drifut if you have 3 feet.
Otherwise, there's no balance.
Otherwise, you can't have a perfect meal.
Exactly.
And I think some of you then have share the same sentiments when it comes to friends with benefits. You need that spare wheel, that spare attachment, so that when days are dark, you have a friend to confide in. So, Khumi, when last did you have a friend with benefit? Do you subscribe to those things?
I plead the fifth. Yeah. My mama is going to listen to this, so I plead the fifth.
Oh.
Yeah. But. But.
Okay.
I do not agree with friends with benefits.
Because, like you always say, it gets tricky.
It will end in tears, guaranteed. Because somewhere along the lines, someone is bound to catch feelings.
Yep.
And with catching feelings come expectations.
Yep.
Once those expectations are not met,
it's over.
Comes disappointment.
It's over.
After disappointment comes a long thread on Twitter talking about men are trash. Men are this. Men are that. You know, or women are this. Women are that. Simply because there were expectations in this situationship that were not met.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a great chance of ruining the friendship. Is it really worth it at the end of the day?
You know what? Here's my 2 cents worth. We've got 2 beautiful WhatsApps, one from an anonymous and one from Bali. Look, I have a problem with the word friend.
Okay.
I really think we have made it, or we use it very loosely.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it starts.
Mm.
For me, friend or friendship it means the actual sense of the word.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You know, I can never call you my friend if you're not my friend. And that is why I love English, because there's things like acquaintances. There's people that you just know, and it's fine, you know. But the fact that we have made the word friend so loose and so easy and accessible, it's very easy to then introduce somebody, a significant other, an opposite sex, as that. Hi, babe, this is my friend X.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And when things with my babe goes wrong, that friend I introduce you then becomes a friend. And then when we ask, it's like, yeah, but we're friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have made it so loose. It's become, yeah, everybody can be my friend. And I suppose also social media, we've adopted the social media concept of friends. So anybody who you know, anybody who you drink with and socialize with becomes a friend. Then it becomes an issue now when we talk about friends with benefits, because we have this gray area in the friendship to say, yeah, he's my friend. So yes, I'm able to go then tap into that side when I need that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So for me personally, I think that's where this whole conversation around friends with benefits gets sort of skewed, to say we use the term friend loosely. And then you find people kiss, and then it's like, yeah, but it's my friend.
And I suppose these are the friends who take showers together.
Yeah, who have sex with each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Who kiss each other. Who touch their private parts with each other. Who go on dates with each other. Who do everything that they do with their boyfriends with each other, and still then call themselves friends.
Ooh, I'm open-minded, but when it comes to things like that, I feel a line should be drawn.
Becomes very tricky. Becomes very, very, very tricky. Let's see what Anonymous has to say about the conversation around friends with benefits. Do you have? And I think then the bigger question is, can a guy and a girl be friends?
I think that's the bigger question.
Yes. Can they be friends without any romantic connotations to it? Here's what Anonymous has to say.
Male and a female can definitely be friends without there being any attachments. And I think the reason is because sometimes you just meet someone and you have a human connection with them, and that connection is not attached to anything physical or sexual. You just connect with them. You feel like kindred spirits, and it doesn't matter whether they're male or female. You just understand one another. And I also think it's beneficial to have friends of the opposite sex, because you get to learn a lot from them that you can't learn from your own gender. So I think it's beneficial in those ways. I do have male friends, and I'm a female, and I am not attached to any of them whatsoever.
I agree with her. Mm-hmm. When she says it's important to have friends of the opposite gender, because you learn a lot from them.
Yeah.
You know, that is so true. But I think now people have taken it a step further.
Mm.
You know, they are learning, they you know, and they're also doing practicals, putting what they've learned into practice. You know, they're now learning new sexual positions from these so-called friends. And then that's when you end up having friends with benefits.
You know, my second last relationship, my ex-girlfriend kind of touched on that to say, so you sit with this person, you call your friend, you talk about me with her, it's inevitable, good and bad. What do you think happens? Because the people who we call friends, and sometimes innocently so, we share a lot with them.
Yeah, yeah.
They become so close to each other, close to the source, and sometimes too close to the source. Mm. And they have a lot of insight in terms of how we function. And that's when it happens, because when we spend time with each other, we we get to spend time with each other. Yeah. And we a lot tend to happen. Sometimes, shame, unintentionally so.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we need to sort of then, as she said, maturity comes in to say, okay, we kissed and we talk it out and say, okay, are we cool? Or was it, it wasn't meant to happen, and move on. But again, sometimes that's when the new relationships get born.
Yeah, you know, it can go either way. You know, there are those people who they're better off as friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard of relationships that ended, and these people realize, you know what, we are better off
as friends.
As friends, we are better friends than we are
lovers.
You know, there are those who want to have the best of both worlds, because this is my boy or this is my girl. We hang out, we have so much fun together, we have so much in common, and all and all and all and all. So why can't we? And I think maybe that's where I'm different. If I see you as my friend, you are my friend.
And that's it.
Trust me, I don't care how drunk I get, I will never ever cross that line, because I see you as my friend. I see you as a brother. You know, like, you are friend zoned, family zoned, everything.
Yes.
Like, there is no snowball's chance in hell I will ever cross that line with you, you know.
Mm.
But I guess for other people,
It's flexible.
Well, now, gates are open. Let's do whatever. Let's see where this goes.
Let's see where these voice notes go. We have Mbali from my hometown, from Kastamakasi Dube. This is what she has to say.
Hi guys, my name is Umbali from Edube. I honestly don't think Ogoti, males and females can be friends with benefits, because if you look at those people who have claimed to be friends with benefits, they ended up dating down the road. So I feel friends with benefits is a phase a CU Zayo when we want to see our qualities alomuntu. It's lala nai or it's benefita from me and Uguti, will I be able to date that person in the long run? That's when you say we are friends with benefits. It's ama early stages, Omjol, you know? We are born ulaubana con Uguti. Is the sex good? Lomuntu muntunjani, will I be able to build with that someone? If you see what those qualities, I think that's when you fall deeper for that person, and that's when you move now from the friends with benefits to an actual relationship. That's if both parties have agreed to moving into a relationship.
So, okay, I like this. So, friends with benefits is essentially a trial run.
Test drive.
So, we are just testing Jorge, sex, good sex, check.
Mm-hmm.
Financial compatibility, check. Future wife, future husband, check. So until then, we are just friends with benefits. I love it.
It's a test drive. Like, you can't buy a new car
without test driving it.
So that's what Mbali is saying, essentially, that you need to take this car out, test it, and then see, it's not a good fit for me. I think I'll try the other model.
Wait, guys, so you see, so again, it's this friends word. Again, you know, this friends word.
Yeah, being used loosely, like you said.
It becomes so. But for me, I was listening to one of the, I think Craig is his name, from the United Kingdom. If you've got YouTube, just go on his YouTube channel. It calls Love with Craig. He talks about characteristics and also how to have an open relationship.
Mm.
And the first warning shot that he fires, if you want to have an open relationship, is be careful of good sex. Be very careful. Because we are sexual beings. I always say that. It is very easy to fall into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
When you've experienced good sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's still an open relationship. It's still a friends with benefits. There's nothing wrong, you know. But now you're going to find yourself calling him or her. Now you're going to find yourself checking him or her statuses. Now you're going to find yourself, hey, man, this person has not spoken to me. Hey, man, now he's posed with somebody else. So who
exactly.
So And we are feeling beings, and yes. sometimes we tend to forget that we're feeling beings. So he warns that when you do have that conversation, that very mature conversation around having an open relationships, aka having friends with benefits, be very, very cognizant.
And also sex, the act itself, it's such an emotional thing, you know. You are giving yourself to this person physically.
Yep.
There are going to be feelings somewhere, somehow along the line. I don't care how strong-willed you are, there are going to be feelings. You know, there might not be romantic feelings, but there are going to be some feelings, you know. So, hence I say it's very tricky. Like you said, it's a trap.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Yeah, or if you like Mbali, you want a test drive. If you call that period a test driving period, then by all means, daddy, test drive the car and make sure that it's fit and proper for the journey of love ahead. But one of the other things definitely you can test drive is our social media platforms.
Yeah, we are on Twitter at DailySunSA.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on Facebook.
Yes.
You can find us, Daily Sun.
Yabo.
Or alternatively, www.dailysun.co.za.
/lifestyle is where you're going to find these and many, many other of our episodes of our podcasts. And once again, thank you to everybody. Thank you to our voice notes. Thank you to you for listening. And guys, we are still in the middle of the pandemic 2.0. Guys, please make sure that you sanitize, you keep your social distance, you wear your masks. Those who are going to be vaccinated, again, please do all that you can to make sure that you stay safe from this pandemic.
Yeah. And wearing a mask does not mean that you have to stop wearing condoms.
Guys, let's condomize. We're gonna block all viruses by fire, by force, by all means necessary. We're gonna make sure that no virus shall conquer under our watch.
Not at all.
And also another thing that will not conquer is dehydration. Guys, please make sure.
Stay out of the sun. Wear sunblock.
Yeah, guys, please make sure you drink lots and lots of water. It is hot. It is scorching hot. Sometimes it gets humid. Sometimes batabantu chisele mafin. It's worse because then the heat waves become even more hot. So please, guys, make sure you look after yourselves.
Yes.
Once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. From me, Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 30-year-old on this side of the equator, the man you can trust in your hour of need. I guarantee you, the next time you listen, I would have given Oshumi an outro.
I hope so. I hope so.
I will. I'll donate it to you.
I still don't have an outro.
I will donate it to her. I definitely will donate it to her. But again, for me, Mlungisi Simbela.
And me, Romy.
It's love and lights, guys.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.